Your instant information station is the all-new News Talk 92.3 WCPR, the talk of the Outer Banks.
To all who come to this happy place, welcome.
Always appreciate talking to you.
Always good stuff with Sam Walker in the Outer Banks. The OBX Gen, I don't, you know, there, a lot of people have it on the bumper sticker. Yeah, right. Stickers. Right. If you don't know, what the heck does OBX mean?
Outer Banks.
Yeah. News team, assemble!
Thanks on you. 8:37. Let's go to the WZPR breaking news hotline. On the line with us, good morning, Jessica Green, who is the executive director of Outer Banks Forever. That is the new, brand new, and we say brand new only because you guys only been around 2 years. I'll call you brand new. They are the
I think we're still new.
the nonprofit arm that is really just making a huge difference with our three national parks here on the Outer Banks. Good morning, Jessica. How you doing?
Good morning. I am good. How are you?
Pretty decent. I mean, you know, granddad type thing. Can't brag enough.
Right.
All right.
It's Monday morning.
That's right.
Cup of coffee number two.
There you go.
Fine. We're all fine.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's get right to it. OBXForever.com is your .com or .org. You guys are a .org, right?
.org.
Yeah. Right, OBXForever.org for the as far as the website. You guys got the social media. I'll let you tell us all about that. What is Outer Banks Forever, Jessica?
So we are the official nonprofit partner that's supporting the three national parks that we have here in the Outer Banks. So that's Cape Hatteras National Seashore, Wright Brothers National Memorial, and Fort Raleigh National Historic Site. So people might be familiar with nonprofits that help national parks around the country. I would say about half of our national parks have some sort of nonprofit partner, sometimes known as friends groups that help them. But we've never had that here for our three national parks in the Outer Banks until 2018. So I was really excited to come down here and launch this type of support for our parks. And we've been working for the past year and a half with the parks on this project list that we just announced last week. So it's really exciting to finally have that sort of out and let people know the kind of impact that they can make on our parks.
Somebody's cranking the Taylor Swift there this morning, it sounds like.
Yeah, I hear that. I like that soundtrack in the background. That's nice.
All right, yeah, there you go. Let's see.
I don't know where that's coming from.
I don't know where it's coming from either. That's kind of odd. Oh, I know where it's coming from. Yeah, somebody had something on they weren't supposed to have on. Okay.
There we go.
Okay. Yeah.
Hey, you know what, Sam? If you want to give me a Taylor Swift soundtrack every time I come on the radio, I'm okay with that. That's fine.
We'll make that happen. Okay. All right. Let's see here. You guys announced last week a huge list of projects that you're going to that Outer Banks Forever is going to be funding or is raising funds for or have been funded. And just run through them because, I mean, really, it's almost a list that it's like, wow, we didn't think about that before. That's one of the cool things about your group. You've come up with these things.
Yeah, it's really been, like I said, a fun process over the past year and a half. So some of these projects came from the Park Service. So some of them were on a list of projects that they have really wanted to see happen in the parks over the past few years and just haven't been able to find the funding to make them happen. And then some of them have come from the community, have said that we need these things. And then others have come from other partners. So for example, one of the projects that is going to happen soon is the webcam project. So we're calling it Views from Your Park. And so the Outer Banks Visitors Bureau came to the Park Service and said, you know, people really love their webcams here in OBX. Is there any way that we could try to partner together to get webcams up in the three national parks? And so you know, the Park Service had some challenges in trying to figure that out. And so when we came along, that's one of the things that we're here to do is not only help them to find the funding to be able to do a project like that, but also give them some flexibility and kind of act as like an additional arm, you know, extra hands on deck to help make these projects happen. So we've been working with the Visitors Bureau and Surfline to put up webcams. The first one's going to go up at the Cape Hatteras Lighthouse, I'm hoping next month. We'll also have one at Wright Brothers on the memorial and then also at Waterside Theater at Fort Raleigh. So what I love about that is, number one, these webcams will sort of bring the OBX experience right into your home, which is really important, especially right now when there are a lot of people who aren't getting to our parks. There's a lot of people who are getting to our parks, but a lot of them that aren't. They can really bring the experience of the national parks right into their homes. And then the other thing is, if you've ever climbed the Cape Hatteras Lighthouse, that is no small feat. And there are people that physically are not able to do that. And so we love the idea that this project is going to give access, a new way to access to people who maybe have never had that experience of that amazing view from the lighthouse. So that's a really exciting project.
Now, how about the Waterside Theater one? Because that's going to be something different. Is this going to be in the theater, and will it be on during the Lost Colony, or how's that going to work?
No, we are not live broadcasting the Lost Colony. We did promise that to the Roanoke Island Historic Association. So it will likely, now, it will likely be on top of the theater. So what's great there is if you've never been there, it is one of the most beautiful places to see the sunset on the Sound. So yeah, we will not be broadcasting the production, but you'll get that beautiful Sound view.
All right, we're talking to Jessica Green. She is executive director of Outer Banks Forever, which is, again, the official nonprofit supporting our three national parks here on the Outer Banks on OBX today. All right, big news coming out from Congress last week with regards to funding that's going to go to the different national parks. How is this going to be something that's going to be involving some of the project that Outer Banks Forever is involved with, or is this something that's going to be a little different?
It's totally different. So that's the Great American Outdoors Act. It's really exciting for our parks, but it is different than what most of our friends groups like Outer Banks Forever do. So the primary purpose of that funding is to address the really just sort of billion-dollar backlog of maintenance projects that our national parks need around the country. So that's the primary purpose of those funds is to fund maintenance-specific projects. That could be road improvements, building improvements, things like that. So all of that funding is going to go straight to the National Park Service. So it's not something at this point that could change because, like I said, having our partner groups like us and just to give you a couple of examples, Friends of the Smokies out on the other side of our state, we do provide a little bit of flexibility that the Park Service may not have. So there certainly could be a chance that in the future that those funds, we help them to implement those projects, but really that's completely separate than the work that we're doing. And we'll really, there is a lot of restrictions around what they can use that funding for.
All right. Now, and with that being said, one of the big projects that's upcoming for really the Cape Hatteras National Seashore, but really probably one of the biggest in the Outer Banks, is going to be a huge renovation project for the Cape Hatteras Lighthouse.
Yes, that's really exciting and something that the park has been really trying to plan for several years and then finally got the funding to be able to do it. So they'll start that at the end of this year.
And I bring that up just because is the webcam going to be on the lighthouse, the top of the lighthouse? How's that going to work?
Yeah, it's actually, it's going to be underneath of the railing. So it will be there the entire time that the reconstruction project is going on. That was one of the things too, that when we started talking about these projects, knowing that the lighthouse was going to be closed for climbing for at least 2 years for the renovations. Again, this webcam, it will be there the whole time and people will still be able to see that view, that beautiful sunrise over the ocean from the lighthouse.
It's Jessica Green, who is Executive Director of Outer Banks Forever here on OBX today. Jessica, Outer Banks Forever, give people started. What spurred this? And you have a very diverse group who is leading the charge with this here on the Outer Banks and a lot of people, and including one who just happens to be down the hall.
Yes. Yeah, so Outer Banks Forever really got started by another nonprofit organization called Eastern National. And some locals are probably familiar with Eastern National because they run the bookstores in the national parks here in the Outer Banks. But they're actually a really large company, a large nonprofit that runs bookstores and provides educational experiences in about 175 national park sites on the East Coast and the Midwest. So they've been here in the Outer Banks operating those stores and giving back to our parks for many, many years. And a few years ago, I think it was 2016, they started to look at, their primary role is what's called a cooperating association. So they are a nonprofit and they run these retail stores. And then the proceeds from those retail stores go back to support the parks. And they really wanted to figure out, is there a way that they could provide more support, utilize the fact that they are a nonprofit to help some of the parks that they already work in? And so they started to look at parks that, again, did not have dedicated friends groups who were raising funds for projects in their parks. And the Outer Banks parks, I think we were all kind of surprised that they did not have that kind of support here. So Eastern National is the one that actually got us started. So I work for Eastern National, even though I'm the director of Outer Banks Forever specifically. But they're the ones that are provided the base funding to get us started, provide a lot of support to me as a one-woman show. Those of us who work in nonprofit know that that can be kind of a challenge. So that has been really helpful, and they've just been such a support to make sure that our parks here really have, you know, the support that they need. And then we have a founding board of directors, and they have been so wonderful. Most of them were involved with the parks in some way, but they are, so Trip Foreman, who owns Real Water Sports down in Rodanthe, Mary Helen Goodloe Murphy, who works for the Coastland Times, Nick Graham, who works for Standard Insurance, grew up here and really passionate about history, Beth Midget with Midget Realty, Mike Smith, aka Moose, down the hall from you. He has been so committed to Wright Brothers specifically for many, many years, so we were really excited to have him on board. And then, of course, Bob Woodard, who is our chairman for the Board of Commissioners here in Dare County. So they're all super passionate about the national parks, and I've been just so grateful to have them helping us get this thing off the ground.
If you talk about a balance, because the three parks are so unique and diverse, but they are tied together. And at the same time, geographically, the differences between the north end of Hatteras Island, the south end of Hatteras Island, and Ocracoke.
Right.
Yeah, you've got that covered. That was something that was really cool about the selection of the board, that each person has something either tied with the park or where they live is tied to our parks.
Yeah, we were very strategic about our founding board for that purpose. I can tell you, so I've worked with other National Park Friends groups before. I came here from the Shenandoah National Park Trust in Virginia. And it is a challenge having three parks. And like you said, three parks that are very, very different from each other. They attract a different audience, even though a lot of people that visit the Outer Banks try to go to all three parks. They are different. And then to your point, we have a very diverse community here as far as geography, and we wanted to make sure that when we recruited board members, that number one, of course, that they were passionate about our parks, but that they really represented the community here, not only the local community, but the business community, and could really help us guide, the priorities of our work to make sure that we're being really responsive to what our visitors and our community need.
Jessica Green is Executive Director of Outer Banks Forever here on the all-new News Talk 92.3 WZPR and OBX today. And Jessica referenced somewhere that for Outer Banks residents, that's our getaway, one of the many getaway places that we go to, if not in season, if we're lucky enough to be able to go places in season because it's a day's drive away. Shenandoah, and that's, I know, There are differences, but there are similarities to there as to here, and especially because of the size.
Right, exactly. Yeah, similar visitation in Shenandoah to Cape Hatteras, just a different feel. So definitely, you've got your mountains and your beach, but I think people who love the beach tend to love the mountains also. So it's kind of a complimentary park, I think.
Yeah, and frankly, we like to get away from here. People are like, oh, man, I'd love to live on the Outer Banks. And then, when we go out of town and we're like, yeah, and there's a reason why we're here on the weekend. Because as much as we love it, right. We want to kind of get away. Now,
sometimes you just need to get off the island.
That's right. Exactly. Yeah. Or get off for a long time. All right. So these projects coming up, but what have been the challenges? And I know, the Park Service itself has had so many challenges trying to address, the spike in visitation and yet not being able to provide the same services, the lighthouses not going to open for climbing, at least in season this year, it looks like. I know there have been challenges for you guys as well as at Outer Banks Forever regarding the coronavirus.
Yeah, absolutely. I think one of the biggest ones, like I said, we had been working on this list of projects and getting this announcement out for a long time. Most of last year, this was kind of our focus, in addition to just building our base of donors and supporters who were passionate about the parks. So our board actually approved this project list back in January, and we had plans to announce it during our first birthday, which was in April, during National Park Week. So we had all these plans, and we had been talking to our donors, and we're just really excited to let the community know about these projects. Obviously, everyone in April, we just threw all of our plans out the window, right? So we had to we had to kind of take a step back and say, okay, which projects still make sense? Some of the projects that were originally on the list, for example, we were going to do a summer event series with the park, where we were going to really try to increase the number of special events and special speakers that were here in our community for locals and visitors to engage with at the parks. That's just not possible this year. So we really had to take a hard look at this project list, the original list, and make some changes to that just based on what still made sense and what the park could do based on capacity. And then the other thing, of course, I think all nonprofits are going to see that this year fundraising is going to be a challenge. It's always a little bit of a challenge, or, you know, sometimes a big challenge, but I think this year is going to be even more of a challenge. And I think we'll just have to see how the year unfolds. I think one thing that I have learned just talking to the people who are already supporting us is that people do see the importance of our national parks and how important they are to our community, especially here as a community that's really based on tourism. They're such a huge draw for our community. And they, you know, I think that people get it. You know, the people who really understand and love these parks, they get it and they want to support. And, you know, they can support at all levels. You don't have to have, you know, $1,000 to be able to, you know, be a donor. We have donors who give, you know, $10, sometimes $10 a month. They can set that up. And just, you know, support these projects. Every little bit helps. I think that goes for not just us, but all of the nonprofits in our community. Because like I said, I think we're all going to be pretty challenged this year. But that is one thing. You know, we sort of changed the project list a little bit and we extended the timeline. My original goal was that these projects would all launch in 2021. And some of them will. Like I said, the webcam project, we'll plan to launch that as early as next month, hopefully. But some of these projects are just going to take a little bit longer than what we originally planned. And, you know, that's okay. We just have to sort of roll with the punches. And, you know, we know that these are still priorities for our parks and for our community. And so we're just going to keep plugging along.
Jessica Green, Executive Director of Outer Banks Forever here on the All New News Talk 92.3 WZPR. So the programs that you had talked about, if things kind of progress, I guess we're all kind of in this situation where one minute to the next, things have changed. If things were to kind of get better as we get into the fall, is there a chance we could see some of those programs? And I know, you know, shifting things in the calendar and the differences, because it looks like this fall is going to be pretty daggone busy with schools being closed and doing the virtual learning. It seems like more of those school age families are going to be hanging around here into September, into October. But if things were to be able to open up and things were to get better with COVID-19, could we see more of these fall programs kind of come back quickly? Or is it kind of one of those things that you guys are going to put everything off until a later date?
Yeah, I think really the projects that are on the list now, when I talked to the park about them, they basically said, okay, all of these projects, if we raise the funds, as soon as we have the funding, we can make these projects happen. And so some of them are, you know, physical projects like the Aviation Trail Through Time would be a new, installing new interpretive panels in the park at Wright Brothers. You know, that's one of those things where we can do that anytime once we have the funding. The one that I'm really excited about that we have talked about and will definitely still happen starting this fall is the Artists in Residence program. So national parks around the country, a lot of them have these artists in residence program where artists from around the country can come and spend time in national parks and create artwork that could be anything from, you know, your sort of traditional painting and photography to, you know, songwriting and textile art, even sound art, and really just use the inspiration that our national parks provide. So we had planned to do that project starting this fall. And the goal was that there would be two residencies and that one of them would be a local artist and one of them would be an artist from around the country. So again, one of the small shifts that we made is that because travel is still sort of up in the air and, you know, one of the reasons that we're starting this project is that we do want to support the local artist community. We've decided that we can still make this project happen and just use both residencies will be local artists. They do receive a stipend for their residency. Because they live here, we don't have to provide housing. There's not the travel issue. We may have to change, you know, how they're interacting with the public because one of the goals of that project is that they do special programs for visitors in the community to learn about their art. So we may have to tweak that a little bit as we go, but we know that we can still do the residency. We can still provide a really high quality experience for the artists and we can really help engage the community in a new way through art from our national parks.
All right, Jessica, how can folks get involved with Outer Banks Forever, make donations, volunteer for programs, because there's so many opportunities really just to get in different ways with you guys. How can folks do that?
Yeah, so our website is a great place to go, obxforever.org, so they can find information about these projects, you know, exactly how much funding we need for each project. They can sign up for our email list. We put out a monthly e-newsletter about the parks and kind of give people a behind-the-scenes look at what's going on in their national parks and maybe some of the stories that they don't really get to learn. I think especially as people who live here, our local community, we sometimes, I think, take for granted the parks and don't get to dig into those stories. So we try to share those stories with folks. But they can find out how to donate there. We do have two programs. We've been running the Adopt a Pony program for a little over a year now. So that supports the ponies down in Ocracoke. So that's something that's really fun. If you want to support those ponies, you get to choose which one you want to symbolically adopt, and we'll send you an official certificate and photo of your pony. And then we also have an Adopt a Nest program. So if you really love sea turtles, we're going to be launching that in the next couple weeks. So our website is the best place to do that. We are certainly on Facebook and Instagram. Facebook at OBX Forever, and then Instagram at OBX Parks Forever. That's a great way to stay in touch with us.
Jessica Green, Executive Director of Outer Banks Forever, our guest here today on OBX Day. Jessica, don't stay a stranger. Keep us up to date on all this stuff. We got to have you back on once those cameras get ready to go online. Get back up with me so we can get you back on the show.
Yes. All right. We will do it. Thank you so much, Sam.